The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from our secret underground studio in Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day you turned on your radio and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
I'm Kelly Ann, the blonde you love to hate, with the best news since faith-based reality. Now the internet can be on your side, thanks to AlternativeFacts.com. Imagine an alternative answer to any question, a way to free yourself and your family and friends from the tyranny of Google and Wikipedia. Our patented Alternative Facts Generator engine harnesses cutting-edge artificial intelligence technology to produce believable, fact-related answers to your questions. Any question, anytime, 24/7. But here's the key to why AlternativeFacts.com will change your life. Through what our data mining system already knows about you, the answers are personalized to you and what you already believe and know. No more embarrassment in front of friends, family, or employers.
Wow, your phone says game 5. All right, dude, drinks on the house.
Huh, this says they skipped a leap year. I'm sorry I doubted you, honey. For any device, for your entire connected world, AlternativeFacts.com connects you to the answers you want. Designed by top professionals in the field, AlternativeFacts.com doesn't look like some scuzzy fake news site, because it isn't one. It's the same alternative fact generator engine used by top professionals, and now their secret is yours too. But don't take my word for it, even though I'm being paid to not lie to you. Try AlternativeFacts.com on a free 10-day trial. We're so sure you'll want to subscribe after those 10 days, we'll already sign you up. What have you got to lose? Except self-doubt. AlternativeFacts.com. Our truth will set you free.
All right. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for January 17th, 2020. I have a brand new show for you this week. But first, I wanted to point out that for the January 3rd archive show, I recommended a website called They Rule for tracking all of the richest people and all of the richest corporations, as well as tracking all of their intimate connections with each other. But since I recorded that piece, They Rule has since merged with another website called littlesis.org. That's Little Sis, S-I-S. And Little Sis does the same thing as They Rule did, only Little Sis does it better. So anyway, it's time to fasten your seatbelt, and hold on to something, because here we go. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for January 17th, 2020. This is my first new show of the year, and I want to start off 2020 with some fantastic news for suburban dwellers. Though keep in mind, in referring to suburban dwellers, I'm not talking about people who live in Lacey or Tumwater. I am referring instead to people such as myself, whom financial necessity has forced to live in a Chevy Suburban. And I am most happy to announce that we now have a new buddy that revolutionizes SUV living. Yes, I would like to introduce Thunderbolt fans to the portable buddy by Mr. Heater. Yes, kids, my new portable buddy is about the size of a bread box. And once I crank him up, my portable buddy heats my Suburban to room temperature within a couple of minutes. Yes, gone are the days of trying to operate a computer keyboard with frozen fingers. No longer must I try to record my radio show whilst swathed in blankets and wearing gloves so that my microphone will not freeze to my hand. And even if when I ever do manage to find a proper home, I now have a year-round recording studio, and I do not need to continue my years-long search for a heated space to record my radio show at 4 o'clock in the morning during the winter months. Now, when I was in prison, I would have given a body part for the opportunity to live in my Suburban. So I can look at my current situation from that perspective, and it's not really so bad. The fact remains, though, that living in such a small space still kind of sucks, especially during winter months. However, thanks to my portable buddy, it certainly sucks far less than it did before. Thank you, Mr. Heater. When I was a child, I had a worldview imposed upon me that I accepted without question, because I had never met anyone who did question it. Well, I just heard an interview with a white guy who grew up in apartheid South Africa. And he pointed out that he had never questioned apartheid until he was in his early 20s, because he had never met anyone else who had ever questioned it. Evidently, apartheid was a very effective system. Now, this gentleman had never in his life interacted with a black person until he was in his 20s. All his life, it had been explained to him and assumed by everyone he ever knew that apartheid was a beneficial paternalistic system wherein white people were taking care of black people because black people couldn't take care of themselves. But it was never explained to this gentleman that the reason black people couldn't take care of themselves was because everything that they had long ago been stolen by a bunch of people with guns. I am thinking that most everyday Israelis have never spent much time hanging out with Palestinians. I am convinced the vast majority of the evil stuff that goes on in this world, in fact, is the result of ignorance rather than evil. People know what they know, and people don't know what they don't know. The trick is to first accept that, and then to learn the difference. Ah, yes, here we are, in 2020. I can't help but wonder what the new year will bring us. Elizabeth Warren decided to end 2019 by criticizing Pete Buttigieg for hosting a bunch of elites at a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave. This left Elizabeth Warren wide open to the criticism that Ms. Warren is herself an elite multimillionaire ex-Republican, whilst Mr. Buttigieg himself is none of those things. The fact that Mr. Buttigieg evidently is willing to try to make a career out of kissing elite ass makes him, in some ways, even worse than someone that was born to the role. But that is beside the point I'm making here. NPR's Peter Sagal pointed out that a wine cave was actually completely appropriate venue for a Democratic fundraiser, since pretty much all the Democrats ever do these days is wine and cave.
Powerball Lottery wants to know, what would you do with $1 billion?
I'd buy an army and kill everybody.
I'd finally get that abortion.
I'd move my favorite football team back to Los Angeles.
I'd kill Nicole Brown Simpson all over again.
I'd sew a cat's head onto a dog.
I'd have a second cup of coffee.
Harry never has a second cup of coffee at home.
I'd bring Hitler back to life.
I'd buy an island in Tahiti and have it gold-plated.
I'd probably break under the strain.
Powerball, $1 and a dream.
Now, let's go to national news. Donald Trump recently announced that he is appointing a new homelessness czar. His name is Robert Marbuch Jr. And amongst other things, Mr. Marbuch believes that feeding homeless people enables them. Well, Mr. Marbuch is indeed 100% correct. Eating does indeed enable houseless people to continue living, amongst other things. And I am quite sure that this new homelessness czar will mirror our president's general level of compassion when it comes to the weak and the vulnerable. In fact, how much do you want to bet that one of the first solutions that the Rump's new homelessness czar will present will be concentration camps for the houseless? I have already heard of plans to refurbish a bunch of old prisons into homeless shelters. Yes, this could be the one-size-fits-all final solution to homelessness. And as far as doing something about all of this, or about everything else for that matter, it sometimes seems as if we are merely talking to ourselves in circles.
and that our activism isn't actually getting anything done in the big picture. The thing is that you never know what is going to hit and what isn't going to hit. And while most things indeed don't hit, the fact remains that when something does hit, the results can sometimes be truly profound. When something does hit, in fact, is when true change happens. And to those of you who feel that our activism is ineffective, I would point to the protests against the WTO in 1999, usually referred to now as the Battle of Seattle. So before the WTO protests, there were plenty of studies demonstrating that globalized capitalism was not only not leading us to sustained growth and prosperity, but indeed, it had produced the exact opposite, especially in the global south. So I'll bet that you didn't know that the actual data actually shows that current global pro-market policies actually promote more inequality and more poverty and more economic stagnation. And I'll bet you didn't know that because the media machine somehow always fails to report on that. But after the Battle of Seattle, it was not just the WTO meeting that collapsed, but afterwards, the press actually started paying attention to and reporting upon those many downsides of our current model of global capitalism. And after Seattle, we had some spectacular defections from the globalist camp. Men such as George Soros, Joseph Stiglitz, and even Dr. Shock Therapy himself, Jeffrey Sachs. More studies have since further confirmed these facts, as well as the fact that the World Bank has been deliberately distorting its data and making unwarranted claims. And as a result of all this, public confidence in global capitalism has been seriously eroded. And this happened not because of the facts, which had been there the whole time, but because the WTO protesters in Seattle put a spotlight upon those facts. And like I said, you never know what's gonna hit, so you just need to constantly throw everything against the wall so you can find out what sticks. So I was pissed off about having to constantly try to find things in my truck in the dark, when the thought crossed my mind that for most of human evolution, our ancestors lived half their lives in the dark. They didn't have flashlights or big lighters, much less street lamps. And when it got dark at night, then until they learned to tame fire, they lived in that darkness right along several other species of large, badass animals that weren't at all averse to eating humans.
go outside in the woods some night. Imagine hanging out in that darkness every night for your whole life. After humans tamed fire, we could create usable light. But only if we had fire, and only in places where we could take fire. Once we left our village, or our cave, or whatever,
think that we won't do, think of the hurdles we're going through. Crazy.
Then unless we had torches, we were moving in darkness. And even torches only light a small circle of space. There was still a lot of darkness outside of our little circle of light. So say what you like about the negative impacts of our civilization. And I regularly take that advice myself. While we've destroyed the planet and caused untold death, misery, and suffering with our greed and short-sightedness and with our ignorance, in spite of all, I think that electric lights are a really cool thing.
Today on Things That Are Headlines for Some Reason.
Comedy Central Roast was a turning point in Justin Bieber's career.
Channing Tatum does a lip-sync battle against his wife on The Tonight Show.
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris enjoy adventurous Christmas celebration together.
Victoria Beckham wished her fans happy holidays by posting an Instagram picture of herself and her family.
And Amy Schumer tells Barbara Walters she might want to have kids someday, but she's not sure how realistic that is.
These were real headlines on Things That Are Headlines for Some Reason.
Yes. So, moving along now to our national political theater. Regular Thunderbolt listeners may remember I have been predicting that this impeachment thing was not going to end well for the Democrats. Well, the rump is not going to be convicted in the Senate, and thus he will rightfully be able to claim full absolution, at least in a strictly legal sense. And in addition, it seems as if these impeachment efforts have merely caused all of the rump bots to become even more convinced that their champion is being unfairly attacked by the corrupt elites. And so they have merely entrenched themselves even deeper. And this whole thing has not hurt the rump's overall popularity one little bit. In further addition, the Democratic Party elites seem insistent upon running Joe frigging Biden. They keep insisting that he is the only one who can beat the rump, even though I cannot think of any other candidate who would be more likely to lose to the rump. In further addition, the state of Wisconsin was one of the many states that Hillary Clinton's campaign ignored because the rump was not supposed to win there. But then he ended up winning there anyway. Now the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin are about to purge over 240,000 mostly black voters from their voter rolls. And a rump-appointed federal judge has just given legal blessing to their plan.
And in spite of the fact that it would be nearly impossible for the Democrats to beat the Rump without Wisconsin, no one is really saying anything about this massive voter purge, because everyone is so distracted by their farcical impeachment theater, so that no one is paying any attention to anything else, which is the whole point of the impeachment theater in the first place. So I guess that it's doing its job. And once again, the Democrats seem intent upon handing the Republicans everything that their cruel little hearts desire, just like they always do. Now, a reasonable person might reasonably start thinking that the Democratic Party is actually just a pacifier that the machine is sticking in our mouths so that they can shut us up without actually having to provide any substance. But at least we can rest assured that the Democrats will likely be whining and caving all the way to the end. And we're going to take a quick station break now. We'll be back in just a minute.
This program is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. If this program makes your head explode or causes emotional distress, or if you suddenly feel as if life suddenly isn't worth living anymore due to the things you learn on this program, then you should blame yourself for the fact that you're such a wimp that you let the world push you around in such a manner, rather than blaming the producers of some radio show, much less blaming the radio station that is airing the show. And you should maybe soon become a Zen master and or a used car salesman and or an astronaut or whatever, rather than trying to educate yourself about things that are simply going to twist your worldview into a pretzel, making your continued existence on this plane problematic. If you have useful suggestions, or if you wish to participate in meaningful debate, then bring it on. But otherwise, if you aren't going to help, then please just shut up and get out of our way, so that we can do what needs to be done. Have a nice day.
So I'm afraid for part two, I'm going to subject you to some out-of-season Christmas music. My apologies, but I think the pieces are worth it. Enjoy. Hey, kids. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for December 20th, 2019. In spite of various vicissitudes, I have managed to come up with a holiday season thunderbolt for you.
One Christmas Eve, Santa Claus was sitting on needles and pins. In nearly 2 weeks, this bag full of drums and toys would be flying along. Santa knew very well that it was all he could take to be out on a sleigh the whole night through. Now, many, many Christmases later, he was feeling down. Despite the elves' revels, he walked down the street for something to eat. Once he'd bitten into a chocolate eclair, he had a vision that Christmas carols should rock. So come now, children, take a seat. Stay a while and shout at Santa Claus.
So as with most things created by humans, I find many admirable things about Christmas. And I find many other highly disturbing things about Christmas. We're supposed to be celebrating the birthday of the Prince of Peace.
Get into the car, spend some money at the mall. You're gonna go broke, cause the money don't mean nothing at all.
Who was a homeless, far-left radical activist.
Gotta check out every store, see what they got.
Who took direct action against the status quo.
You take your life in your hands in the parking lot.
who paid with his life. Yet his holiday has devolved into an insane explosion of consumerism gone wild. Which seems to me the pretty much opposite of the message that Christ was trying to convey. I believe that if Jesus were alive today,
step into the jungle of laws and power tools,
he would very likely be throwing over the tables,
department store Santa's taking pictures with the girls
down at the nearest Amazon warehouse.
Waiting in line just to get cashed out. You know it's enough to make you scream and shout. Yes, I know this is a time of love and forgiveness, but if you don't give me that last dollar, I'm gonna barely kick your ass.
Now give it up. So anyway, Jesus aside for a moment, I've been finding it truly hilarious lately to watch all of these stuffed, privileged white a-holes being scared out of their pants by an autistic teenage girl. You go, Greta Thunberg. Yes, with increasing hysteria, the media machine is now regularly referring to Greta Thunberg as a mentally disturbed and emotionally unstable child. And if you didn't already know it, autism has absolutely nothing to do with mental illness. One commentator called Miss Thunberg a millenarian weirdo. Another said, I can't tell if Greta needs a spanking or a psychological intervention. Probably both. And faux news commentator Mark Morano literally referred to Miss Thunberg as being, quote, like a medieval witch, unquote. Huh, literally, a witch hunt. They invariably refer to Greta Thunberg as a child because they seek to infantilize her. Well, when it comes to privileged white men complaining about Greta Thunberg, well, methinks thou doth protest too much. People often stand in amazement, wondering how I do it. At least they do, in my imagination, anyway. Yes, they ask, how is it that the Thunderbolt always gets everything right while all of the highly paid experts on the media machine always get everything wrong? I predicted no WMDs in Iraq. I predicted the economic collapse of 2007. I predicted that Barack Obama was going to run our government for the benefit of Goldman Sachs. And I predicted that Donald Trump was going to win the election. Yes, it would be gratifying to be able to claim some sort of special genius. But the fact is, that I am actually standing upon the shoulders of giants. Yes, there are people out there who often risk much to find out what is actually going on. And there are other people who provide most excellent analysis of the facts that are actually based upon the actual facts. My only genius is that after a lot of years of following events, I have been able to figure out who a lot of these folks are.
Well, actually, I figured out that the rump was going to win on my own, pretty much in the face of what everyone else was predicting. But even the facts I used to come to that conclusion came to me from WikiLeaks and from Black Box Voting. So even that was thanks to their word. And not only that, but I am most happy to share my sources with you. So you should grab a pen and a paper, or your device, or whatever you use to record information. Because I'm about to give you a lot of the most important information that you can have. Meaning, information about where you can get information. You might call them counter punchers. Whenever I want to track the various connections of any or all of the largest corporations on our planet, and or any or all of the richest people on our planet, and or many of their incestuous and interconnected ties with each other, I go to littlesis.org. If you would like a suggestion as to where you to start your explorations at Little Sis, try typing J.P. Morgan Chase into the Little Sis search box, and then see where that takes you. Now, as for the best database that I know of to track who is purchasing your federal government officials, you need to go to OpenSecrets.org. However, OpenSecrets has become much less useful since the Citizens United Supreme Court decision that allowed all of that untraceable dark money to start flooding into our political process. There is also a database to track who is purchasing our Washington state officials. Go to pdc.wa.gov/browse and you can follow the money. Next, I wish to promote a website called St. Pete for Peace. Now, St. Pete for Peace is staffed by some of the best curators of relevant news that I know of. And St. Pete for Peace's fact sheets are completely nonpartisan facts relevant to war and peace. These guys kick ass, take names, and provide the sources. You can find St. Pete for Peace at STPETE, numeral 4, peace.org. Again, that's STPETE, number 4, peace.org. next, one of my first go-to sources for general information is a Global Research News. You can find them at globalresearch.ca/news. Consortium News is also a most excellent source for general news. They are at consortiumnews.com. Yet another place for real news is Counterpunch. They are at counterpunch.org. And yet another is the Real News Network. They are at therealnews.com. Or you can get the truth out at truthout.org. Or you can dig into the truth at truthdig.com. Project Censored specializes in the stories that the media machine ignores. They are at projectcensored.org. You should also go to rollingastone.com and read anything published there by Matt Taibbi. That's T-A-I-B-B-I. Also, you should go to GreatPalast.com and read anything or everything that Mr. Palast reports on. And Palast is spelled P-A-L-A-S-T. Also providing top alternative media on the net is Alternet. So CIA drug researcher Michael Rupert used to be a very good source on CIA drug dealing. And Michael Rupert used to have a website. But since Michael Rupert committed suicide back in 2014, I suspected that his site might not be maintained anymore. And sure enough, Michael Rupert's old website is now a page for some frigging casino. Then I decided to check another website that tracks CIA drug trafficking operations. But when I checked that website, I learned that it is now an Asian language website. And please note that the URL for this website is literally CIADrugs.com. Now, since I don't read Asian languages, I have no idea what their website is all about, except that there were lots of writing and pages and tabs and links. So it appeared to actually be an actual website. But who in the hell is going to use CIA drugs as their URL? And interestingly, the URL shown in the actual address bar showed a bunch of Asian figures as well, even though I had manually typed CIADrugs.com into the central address box. Whatever. Since the CIA has proprietary companies all over the planet doing a wide variety of thoroughly nasty things, then this is possibly one of those kinds of things. And it would appear part of the frigging CIA is scrubbing the frigging internet.
just by going there, I also probably just put myself on their radar again. Anyway, I know that there are more useful and informative websites that are escaping my memory at the moment. But I'll list them later if when I remember them. You might want to avoid using CIA drugs in your URL, though.
All right, so that's it for the news and commentary this week. We're going to play some music in a minute, but I know all of the Pacifica stations are now in fund drive, and while I have not heard anything in particular from any of the Thunderbolt family of radio stations on that subject, they always need more funding, and they always welcome more funding, whether or not that funding comes during a fund drive, and I would encourage listeners to consider the fund drives to be celebrations rather than burdens, as it is fund drives and community funding of media that opens up the only channels to the truth that are still available to us. Give whatever you can afford. It's one of the best investments you can make. So now let's hear some music from local Seattle artists Trillian Green. Enjoy. Thank you. That was Trillian Green doing a tune called Kuruk Setra. And that band consists of a flute player, a cellist, and a hand drummer. And the hand drummer does all kinds of things you're not supposed to do when you play hand drums, but he not only does it, he does it really well. All of them do whatever they do really well. So that's it for this week's show. Please keep in mind all the views expressed on this program are the views of the show's hosts, and while they may reflect some of the views of some of the other people involved in some of the radio stations that air the show, they may not. And whether or not they agree with those views, they are in no way responsible for those views. So if you want to start beating somebody on the head or screaming incoherently at somebody about something you hear on my show, contact me, not them. Anyway, I love doing this. Hope you love listening. And in the meanwhile,
thank you very much.